Yesterday we went on parikrama of we went on parikrama and went to two places. One was we went to see Udupi Balaram. Now we've yet to visit Udupi Krishna, although he's nearby to here, but Udupi Balaram is down by the seashore, so we went there. It was very nice because not many people there, hardly any guests. Some ISKCON devotees were there, and there's only a few pujaris. Our taxi driver, who turned out to be a very good guide for us for our trip, he told us that all the pujaris, the sannyasis, they're all up in Udupi Krishna, because that's where things are happening. And we took darshan. You can see a picture. Actually, if you make the picture of Balaram close up, you can see his features better than when I could when I was standing there. And it was very nice, although not as nicely cared for as he should be. You see, he just has one broken garland on, no clothes, no really anything. I felt bad seeing Balaramji in that condition. Certainly something could be done in that regard. Anyway, he's there and offered our prayers to him, and they say that there's a Kartikeya is by his feet, although it was quite dark and I couldn't really see. And we did parikrama there. These temples are sort of, they're not very tall. Very nice. They have their own different character. And then we saw two other temples in the vicinity. One to the right was Shakshishwar Mahadev. That was very interesting. You can see the pictures. There's Lord Shiva. And he's Shakshishwar, which means that settling disagreements, people would go there. And he was the Shakshi. He was the person who would be the witness, obvious witness of things that people do. And you can see this other stone on the altar. And it's a square stone with a hole in it. And if someone was, they would take a vow, and if someone was lying, then they wouldn't be able to move that stone around Lord Shiva. And if you're telling the truth, then the stone will move around Lord Shiva. So that was very nice. And then we went on the left side of the temple, although his temple's just being renovated now, but he was sort of in a little hut. It was Swapna Darshan Hanuman, Lord Hanuman, who appears Swapna in your dreams. He gives darshan in people's dreams. Well, I was dreaming about that. I was praying to him last night, and I fell asleep thinking about him, but he didn't come into my dream. But still, that's Hanuman over there. And then from there we went almost 20 kilometers to Madhavacharya's birthplace, which is called Pajakatirtha. And it's a very, very lovely place. It's a hilly place, and the hilly part is stony, and the valleys are very lush jungle, and quite uninhabited, and very nicely renovated. The whole area was nicely renovated. As we go to the place, they went through two hills. The one to the in front of the one to the left was this, I don't know, 10 meter tall, 15 meter tall statue of Madhavacharya. And then there was a hill, and on top of that hill was Parameshwari Durga. She was up there. And on the other hill was the place of Lord Parashuram. So Parashuram, Lord Parashuram, used to live here in this area. And then we went to the birthplace, which was sort of multiple buildings. There was a temple building, there was the actual residence, there was a goshala, there was a kitchen, and very, very nice, all newly renovated, so it looked very beautiful. And in the temple building was the Ananta Purushottam deity that was worshipped by Vasudev. That's Madhvacharya's birth name. His father worshipped that deity, and they wouldn't allow us to take picture, but everywhere else we were taking pictures. And then outside there we went to let me just check if I've got the name of this kund right. Yeah, it's called Vasudev Tirtha. And it's very interesting that the story behind that. Madhavacharya as a boy used to go to four holy places created by Parashuram. And they were, one was called Dhanush Tirtha. It was created, made by the bow. Another one is called Bana Tirtha, made by the arrow. Another one is Gada Tirtha, made by his club. And another one is called Parashu Tirtha, which was Tirtha that he made. And all four of these are little lakes. And his mother was concerned that he was always going around in the morning, and some of them are at a distance. One of them is 8 kilometers away. And so she asked him not to go, so he then created this Vasudev Tirtha, a very beautiful lake. You can see that lake there. Shambhi Hari's coming out with some water from it. And it contains all the waters of all these places, so all the benefits of bathing there can be there by bathing in this place. And then behind that there is a banyan tree, and the origin of that banyan tree is that when Vasudev was walking with his father, and he told his father that I'm going to start a new a wave of Vaishnavism, with a new Vaishnav philosophy. And in his hand he was carrying a little stick, and his father said, well, that's as likely to happen as that stick of yours turning into a tree or sprouting into a tree. So then Vasudev took that stick and he put it into the ground, and lo and behold, it sprouted and became that tree. So that tree is there. Now all of this happened 800 years ago, because Madhavacharya, that's one name. How we know Ananda Tirtha is another. So that tree is there. Then there's another tree, a tamarind tree. And his father had borrowed, his father had purchased a cow, but then wasn't able to pay for it. And so he was embarrassed, and when the banker came who gave him the loan, then he hid away in embarrassment. But Madhvacharya was there, and he gave him a bag full of tamarind seeds, and he said, this will pay for the cow. And when the banker went home, then the tamarind seeds had turned into gold coins. So when his father heard about this, he was surprised, and everyone was surprised. Then there's this Bhimanagiri, temple upon which goddess Durga is. It's in the shape of a Vimana, they say, that's where this very nice temple is situated. Then there's a Goshala in the back, and then we went to his actual living quarters, and in the living quarters there's two huge big slabs. Pictures are also there, and that was they were on top of a container of yogurt and milk. I'm sure the containers got flattened, but anyway, Madhvacharya's mother told him, you stay here and keep an eye on this pot of yogurt and milk while I go away. So that no cats or dogs or anything comes and eats it. So Madhvacharya was sitting there, and his friends came, and they wanted him to come and play. So Buddha said, well, I can't go, I have to sit here. But anyway, after they were encouraging him, then he took these two big slabs, and you can see both of them were 2 meters square, so they must weigh a couple of tons each, and he put them on top of the pots. I don't know how the pots survived that, but anyway, they are still there in the house, those slabs. And then there's pictures of the kitchen, which is very interesting. They have these fireplaces, which each have two fireplaces, which have four hearths each. And there is also a place where this Maniman was a demon there who was in the shape of a serpent. Madhvacharya killed him, stepped on him, and killed him. So it's a very wonderful place, and the whole atmosphere is very nice, and as I said, it's very quiet. Very nicely renovated, and very clean, super, super clean. So inclined to go back and spend a little longer time over there. I was very, very tempted to somehow or another try and stay there and see what kind of prasadam they had, but they didn't have any prasadam. So we left, and we came back. And then there's another place, which was Madhvacharya's footprints, and that was Madhvacharya was up on top of that hill, Parameshwari, which is like about 3-4 kilometers away. And when his mother called him, then he jumped from the top of the hill onto right in front of her. And landed on the stone, so his footprints are there in the stone in front of a deity of Madhvacharya. Of course, the most important thing is Madhvacharya's preaching of Dvaita philosophy, of philosophy of dualism, how the living entity and the Supreme Lord are distinct, and he emphasized that. Preaching by traveling around and defeating all the Maivadis, who were very prominent at that time. And this is the area of Madhvacharya. So this is the Pajaka Tirtha, place of his appearance. And of course, Madhvacharya is considered to be the third avatar or incarnation of Vayu, first one being Hanuman, then Bhima, and Madhvacharya. Hare Krishna.